This weekend retreat was given by Bishop Emeritus Fabian Bruskowitz at Our Lady of Good Counsel Retreat House, October 2nd to 4th, on the topic of St. Junipero Serra, Living Holy Vocations. These and other recordings are available at our website, goodcounselretreat.com.
The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways. These words from the responsorial psalm are from Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. It's a great delight to be with you for this day and a half for our retreat. I look forward greatly to being with you, and I trust and hope that the prayers of Our Lady of Good Counsel, whose retreat house is named after her, the Blessed Virgin Mary, will be praying for us. Since we're starting on the Feast of the Guardian Angels, I pray that the Guardian Angels as well will be praying for us in this retreat. And I'm sure that if we invoke his intercession, the newly proclaimed St. Junipero Serra, who will be sort of the center piece of our retreat, will also be praying for us. In addition, we have 38 cloistered Carmelite nuns who are out in Agnew on their knees praying for us. And we have 8 cloistered Holy Spirit Adoration Sisters, the Pink Sisters, who are likewise praying for us for tonight, tomorrow, and half of Sunday. There is an old story about a nun who was dying, and the other, she's quite old and expected to die. And she was in intensive care, and the other sisters of her community were around her bed there praying, and she made a motion. She couldn't talk. Oxygen was on her mouth. And so that she wanted to write something, and the mother superior said, "Your last words," and she nodded. So he gave her a pad and a pencil, and she wrote something there, and she put it in her pocket, and then she died. And the other sister, "What were her last words?" And she pulled it out, and she said, "You're standing on my oxygen tube." This is what we have to be careful when we do even a very short retreat. We have to be very careful that we don't let anybody stand on our oxygen tube, the retreat master included. The one who is really the retreat master of any retreat worth speaking about is God the Holy Spirit. And we have to let the Holy Spirit talk to us and inspire us and move us and fill us with divine wisdom and with whatever graces he chooses to bestow upon us. So I would urge you to use the retreat master if he's of some use to you, but to be somewhat careful that you don't let some other obstacles impede a very precious, wonderful few moments that you can have alone with the Lord in this day and a half of a retreat. We are very fortunate to start on the Feast of the Guardian Angels. And so we'll talk a little bit about angels and very briefly this evening. I hope in the conferences, however, tomorrow to talk about directly and indirectly St. Junipero Serra. And then at the conference tomorrow evening, perhaps to give some thoughts and words to evangelization, which is closely linked to St. Junipero Serra. And then, if all goes well, on Sunday the conference will be about vocation, the call from God to be a lay man or a lay woman in the church. Those will be the conferences and the homilies you'll have to take as God has decided to dish them out. The important thing, I think, about the angels is never to forget, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, the existence of the spiritual and uncorporeal beings that sacred scripture calls angels is a truth of our faith. The witness of sacred scripture is clear, as well as the unanimity of tradition. We must be careful, especially in our secular age and our very great tendency in our culture to look at things with a secular and skeptical viewpoint, that we don't relegate angels to fictions. They're not Babylonian myths. The angels we would not know about unless God told us. He did, however, tell us about them. And so we think in terms of these great and mighty beings. And we would never have learned about the fall of Lucifer and the demons in heaven, the great battle with Saint Michael and the good angels that the book of Revelation talks about, unless God would have revealed this to us. And of course, the angels are given to us for many purposes. They're given to us to be agents of God, to be his messengers. And the angels are given to us also to guard us and to guide us. There are Catholic traditions that not only individuals have guardian angels, but also institutions, agencies, and so on, parishes, all have angels assigned to them. We know that Christ, God himself, who walked on our planet Earth as a carpenter, was known among us as a carpenter's son. The entirety of that great incarnation event and encounter was involved with angels. It was the Archangel Gabriel that was chosen by God to, of course, bring the news of Christ to Mary, and the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit that about his conception in her womb. We know that when he was born, the angels sang in the hills, in the fields over Bethlehem. We know that throughout his life, angels guarded and guided him. When he was in agony in the garden, it was an angel that came to wipe the bloodied sweat from his brow and to console him in that hour of terrible anguish. When he rose from the dead, we know that it was angels that rolled back the great stone in front of his tomb. And there they were, sitting in that tomb, when the holy women, Mary Magdalene, when St. Peter and St. John came to their dumbfounded amazement to find that empty tomb. We know that even when he ascended into heaven, the apostles were gaping up into the sky. It was angels that told him, "Stop tarrying here and looking into the sky so foolishly. Go and do what God told you to do." In one of his great sermons that is in the Liturgy of the Hours today, St. Bernard of Clairvaux talked about the angels. He said, "God has given his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. These words from sacred scripture should fill you with respect, inspire devotion, and instill confidence. Respect for the presence of angels, devotion because of their loving service, and confidence because of their protection. And so angels are here. They are at your side. They are with you, present on your behalf. They are here to protect you and serve you. But even if it is God who has given them this charge, we must nevertheless be grateful to them for the great love with which they obey and come to help us in all our needs. So let us be devoted and grateful to such great protectors. Let us return their love and honor them as much as we can and should. Yet all our love and honor must go most of all and first of all to God himself, for it is from him that the angels receive all that makes them worthy of our love and respect. We should then, my brothers, show affection for the angels. One day they will be our co-heirs, just as here below they are our guardians and trustees, appointed and set over us by God the Father. We are God's children, though it does not seem so, because we are still small children under guardian and trustees, and for the present, little better than slaves. Even though we are children, however, we have a long and various dangerous way to go. With such protectors, why should we have anything to fear? They who keep us in all our ways cannot be overpowered or led astray, much less allow us to be led astray. So our angels are loyal, prudent, powerful. Why then should we ever be afraid? We have only to follow them and stay close to them, and then one day we shall dwell with them in God's heaven." So it's a good idea sometimes to turn our thoughts to those angels who, though they're guarding us on earth, still look to God in heaven and gaze upon his beautiful face for all eternity with joy beyond all comprehension, the destiny that is ours. And we should remember, too, that at every Mass, it's not just those of us who are present, but every Mass brings the whole glorious company of heaven to join with us. That's why there's no really such thing as a private Mass. Even the priest saying Mass all by himself, still, he says, "Pray, brethren," because they're all there, the saints and the angels of heaven. So let us invoke their intercession for our retreat. Let us invoke their intercession for ourselves and our loved ones. And as we make our journey through life toward the destiny of being co-heirs with them, let us keep in mind the great treasure that they are for us, this wonderful and splendid and beautiful gift that God has bestowed on us. He's put angels in charge of us to guard us in all our ways. Amen.